Good morning, Evan Bray. Thanks for joining me on this Thursday morning. And this is one of those days. This is one of those days where we had, up until about lunchtime yesterday, an idea of what today's show would look like. And then through the afternoon, it changed. And it changed for a variety of reasons. So we are going to talk about different things, including, of course, what happened early yesterday afternoon. We heard, we saw the horrific assassination, murder of a U.S. political commentator and activist, Charlie Kirk, 31 years old, speaking to a number of not just students, but people on a university campus in Utah. Devastating. It really does not matter your political lean. You should be devastated by this. This should be crippling, angering, frustrating, horrific, no matter how you look at it. And we will talk about this. We'll bring in a couple of guests. The FBI have recently done an update on the progress on the investigation and the search for the suspect. We'll bring you some details of that coming up as well. Also, we learned yesterday that Prime Minister Mark Carney is holding a news conference mid-morning this morning to announce the first of the nation-building projects that will be brought forward. We'll bring you the details of that, get your thoughts on that. And as promised, the one thing that we will keep the same is we have both mayors from Regina and Saskatoon on the show today. Mayor Chad Baczynski from Regina, Mayor Cynthia Block from Saskatoon. We will talk to them about the big issues in their communities, and then we open up the lines for your questions as well. So, busy show today. Thanks for joining us. Let's get started with today's big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome.
Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show, the big talker.
Well, after that shocking death yesterday of American Christian political activist, author, media personality, Charlie Kirk, many people are again decrying political violence that appears to be becoming more rampant in the United States. This is a tough one for many people to unpack, and I think in many ways inciting more anger is some of the back and forth rhetoric that you see online after an incident like this happens. I've got a couple of guests that I want to bring onto the program to talk about this morning. First, our friend Brian Lilly, political columnist for the Toronto Sun, joins us live this morning. Brian, thanks so much for taking the call.
My pleasure. Although I wish it were under better circumstances. I didn't know Charlie Kirk. He and I knew many of the same people, and those people, some of them whom I call friends, are in mourning today. Folks like Ben Shapiro, Glenn Beck, Steve Bannon, Benny Johnson, so many who were touched by this guy. And for those that don't know him, Evan, I just want to say this was a guy who, don't believe the lazy commentary that saying, well, he was divisive and he was controversial and he hated people. This was a guy whose whole shtick was going on campuses and talking to people who disagreed with them and doing it with fun and humor and in good faith. And you watch the clips of it, and almost always they end with, okay, well, thank you for your question. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes the person would just get angry and yell at him and walk off. But if it was just the dialogue that Charlie Kirk was looking for, it ended with, thank you, we disagree, but all right. And that's what he wanted to do in an age when people don't talk to those they disagree with politically. And I know you're going to have Warren Kinsella on lately. And Warren and I get this all the time. How can you two stand each other? You're a conservative, Lily. Kinsella, you're a liberal. Well, because we're still humans. We're still friends. But too many people don't want that. Charlie Kirk did want that. And he tried to achieve that by dialogue. And we don't know who shot him or why. But it appears a fairly professional assassination. So, I mean, it's not crazy to say somebody wanted him silenced. Who? We don't know. Why? We don't know.
You mentioned, Brian, that you've got a number of friends and colleagues that knew Charlie Kirk. What did they say to you about him even before this tragic incident unfolded? And of course, what are you hearing today?
Well, that he had tremendous energy and drive. He started out as an 18-year-old who decided the university wasn't for him, but he wanted to get involved, and he had very strong conservative political ideas. And anybody that knows anything about university campuses knows that they lean more to the left, and he decided, okay, well, I'm going to do something. He started this group called Turning Point USA and put all kinds of energy into it, and built it into an organization that has helped win elections in the United States, including helping Donald Trump in this last one, which some people may hate, some people may love, but you know, he was a very effective organizer. But you know, Benny Johnson, a young guy who I met in 2011, gave him some of his first TV appearances on Sun News Network and got to know him quite well. When I met Benny, he was young. He was single. He was a man about town, having fun. You'd be up for a party when you went down to Washington, D.C. Now he lives in Florida. He runs a very successful business and is very much a man devoted to his wife and kids. And he was on Fox News last night and described a story that he's talking to Laura Ingraham, and he told a story that he said, Laura, I've never told this one before. Here's the clip.
Charlie Kirk is somebody who, the year after that, provided something that I will never forget, and a story that I've never told anyone, Laura, and I will tell you right now. There was a horrific fire on my block in Washington, D.C., right after a mass shooting when D.C. defunded their police. We had just brought home our newborn baby, and the lives of my wife and my newborn child was under threat. And we felt horribly vulnerable, and we felt truly like we had nowhere to go. Charlie Kirk allowed me and my wife and my family, my young family, to stay in his condo here in Florida, and to search for a new home, to have refuge and shelter when our home had been horribly fire damaged and when bullets rang out on my block that could have struck my family. And Charlie was there for us, and he never asked for anything in return. This is why, in fact, I live in Florida. My family has quintupled since then in children and in blessings, and it's because of Charlie.
Pretty powerful stuff, Brian.
It really powerful stuff, and I've seen the video of that attack that, you know, it was not directed, although Benny has had attacks directed at him as well. It was just complete chaos and violence on the street that led to him going down there. Now he lives on the Gulf Coast and is loving life. So that's the type of guy he was. You can agree with his policies. You can disagree with them. He welcomed the disagreement, and we need more of that. And instead, you know, I'm sitting here at Queen's Park, which is, you know, surrounded by the University of Toronto. And we've got a University of Toronto professor of religion saying that shooting's too good for you fascists. And then I find out that just a few days ago, she called the entire company I work for, Post Media, which owns the Toronto Sun, that we're all fascists. So what should I surmise from that, Evan? That this professor at U of T believes that we should all be shot because she disagrees with the political opinions of folks like myself? This is not what we need in the country. And I don't care which side it comes from. I get it from the left. I know other people get it from the right. This is not where we need to go as Canadians.
I think it's sobering thoughts for many different angles. And I know I've seen some stuff online already about the fact that this happened on a college campus. This was a campus organized event. How is this going to change responsibility of institutions? So this wasn't a politician. This was a political commentator. And we know this type of political discourse, regardless of what political lean it has, happen often on university and college campuses. What does this change going forward, certainly in the States and maybe even here in Canada?
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're going to do. I was listening to the head of the police service on the campus talk yesterday, and they had officers out there on patrol. Charlie Kirk had to travel with his own private security. I know that Jordan Peterson has to do the same. Glenn Beck has to do the same. They have to travel with private security that they pay for. And Kirk's team had been coordinating everything. Do we have to lock everything down? I hope not. I'll tell you, I was at the screening. When all of this went down, I had no clue what was happening. I was at the screening at the Toronto International Film Festival of The Road Between Us. This is a story that just, you know, a film that tells the story of one family and how they reacted to October 7th with the father and grandfather of a young family trapped in a kibbutz as they're being attacked, driving from Tel Aviv, 2 hours south, to rescue his family. And it is just a story of family. There's nothing political. But people that were opposed to that wanted to shut it down, Evan. They tried to get the organizers to cancel it, and they did. Then they brought it back. Then they put it at Roy Thompson Hall, the biggest theater that they use it to have thousands of people there to see it. The security that we had to go through to go see a movie was ridiculous. And yet, that's what the Jewish community here in Toronto deals with all the time. Do we want that on every single campus? I don't think so, and I hope not. We do need to start checking ourselves, in terms of the rhetoric, and don't tell me that rhetoric leads to violence and then turn around and say shooting's too good for you people. I've been hearing for years from the political left that, well, language is violence and language leads to violence. And then, comments like this. Remember that people aren't evil. You may think they're wrong, but that doesn't make them evil. Mm. They are your fellow Canadians. They are your fellow city residents in Saskatoon or Regina or Watrous. They're not your sworn enemy that, you have to be in a blood feud with.
It's head shaking this morning. And really, this is a conversation that we should be able to have regardless of political affiliation. Everyone should be up in arms about this because we know it has happened from extremes on both sides of the political spectrum. And again, we don't know. They haven't made an arrest yet. We don't know the true motive behind it. We can surmise. Before I let you go, a question that we'll be talking about on the show this morning is what can be done? What preventative steps, if there's such a thing, can society take, can we take to reduce political violence?
I'm not sure that government can do much. One of the things that, as a journalist who's covered far too many tragedies, one of the things I hate hearing from officials is, we need to make sure this can never happen again. Unless we live in a completely locked down society, I don't know how you do that. You could bring in all the gun control in the world. What happened to Charlie Kirk could happen to me here on the streets of Toronto when we have strong gun control. You could put security in everywhere. Someone will still try and get through. What we need to do is check our own selves, check our own hearts. One thing that I pointed out in my column, I pointed out that Charlie Kirk liked to cross the aisle. Well, after the election, Gavin Newsom, the very progressive governor of California, sat down with him. They had a serious conversation where they agreed on some things, disagreed on other, tried to find common ground. I think it's up to us individually in our hearts to work on this and not give in to the constant demonization of people who you may have a disagreement with, but you'll agree on other things and you'll have a lot in common. Check your heart.
Brian, always appreciate you giving us some time on the program this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Brian Lilly, political columnist for the Toronto Sun. Always glad to have him join the show on this day, which follows the tragic killing murder of Charlie Kirk, a conservative activist. He was a mobilizer, a motivator of predominantly youth. However, I don't think you can restrict it to that. There were a lot of Charlie Kirk followers and a number of people that I've even talked to as recently as this morning that said, to be honest, I didn't know much about him. I didn't follow him. I didn't listen to his podcasts. But in many circles, in many ways, he had many followers. And this brutal murder, for which they are still looking for the suspect, is just the latest in a string of political violence that we're watching unfold south of the border. We're going to take a break, but we will continue this discussion here for the next hour or so. Thanks for listening. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.